This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Ustaz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What's your name?
My name is Ibrahim.
That's cool. I just met you off the street and decided to pick you up and put you in the restaurant so you could have a chat with me.
Yeah.
How's it going, Ibrahim?
Alhamdulillah, it's a good day today.
How old are you?
I'm 20. I have a series of questions I want to ask you.
Okay.
So one of them has been, I know you host a lot of events and you partake and join in with a lot of events.
I partake, yes.
I just want to know which type of event is your favorite event to do?
For the longest time, my favorite event has been Story Night.
Okay.
It's something I sort of conjured up almost a little over a decade ago. I had this idea that the Quran has, of course, profound stories, but it tells them in the most amazing way. And of course, a story is only interesting if it's told in an interesting way, right? But the way we tell the stories of the Quran is very uninteresting. At least I felt that way. So I wanted to bring out some of the, I guess, storytelling elements of the story and see how an audience responds to that, right? Because I think part of the appreciation of the Quran is how moved were you when you heard it? Like, you know, kids can go watch a movie, or you can watch a movie and be like, whoa, that was awesome, right?
Yeah.
But if you hear a story from the Quran, like, let me tell you about the story of, and this happened and this happened, you're like, yeah, I already know, I heard it. You're not moved by it. So yeah, religiously, officially, we're supposed to say these are the best stories, these are the most amazing. Of course, the movie industry, the manga industry or whatever else, that's all nonsense, it's garbage, etc. But billions of people are watching that stuff and enjoying it, and they're drawn into it because of the story. And here you have the Quran saying it's the best storytelling ever. But even people who believe in it aren't like wowed by it. They're just like, okay, yeah, that's great. It's nice. So I wanted to tell the stories of the Quran as a storyteller, not as a lecturer. So this was like, there's no paper in front of me. There's no podium. I'm not standing in a place. I'm not sitting. I'm walking around and I'm talking to the audience. It could be non-Muslims in the audience, kids in the audience, adults in the audience. I'm going to tell you the story of the Quran exactly how Allah tells it from a certain portion, an episode, not even a whole story, an episode. But it almost started feeling like, you know, like a, I don't want to compare it directly, but like, you know, like a comedy special when a comedian's walking around and just having conversation with the crowd, right? I wanted to take that approach. And there are some moments in the Quran that are actually, they bring out laughter. There are moments in the Quran that bring out tears. There are moments in the Quran that bring out fear. And these stories have a lot of those elements. So I experimented with this and see how it's going to go over well. Because you don't imagine yourself sitting in an Islamic lecture, like, laughing your face off and your whole family's like, this is hilarious, etc. Right? This wasn't the thing. So I tried it. And the response was unbelievable. And the, you know, because through humor and through narrative storytelling, you can actually break a lot of ice. You can get through to people in ways that other ways you can't. So I started doing different stories of the Quran. Like I'd take one story, travel the world and share that story. So it's a story night. Then I'd take another one, travel the world. And I've been doing that for, I think I've done 10 story nights so far over the last, or maybe 8 story nights so far over the last 10 years.
MashaAllah.
So alhamdulillah, it's been a pretty cool experience.
I remember watching one of your khutbahs with Maryam radiallahu anha, and I remember being so moved by it, by the way you described it, how she you know, she wished death upon herself. And when I was reading it, when I read it normally, I don't actually, you know, look at it, but when you explained it, subhanAllah, I was so moved by it. I was like, oh wow, I never really contemplated it like that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you have to humanize the situation, right? You're not reading about some character, you're reading about a real person who felt real things. And you have to, I would argue, you have to almost imagine yourself in the room. And you're looking at this, you know, this woman like crying and wishing for death. And you're right, you should feel her, somewhat of her pain. You know what I'm saying? And that's what comes through in the storytelling in the Quran to me. So yeah, that's been my favorite, I guess, the favorite kind of event that I do. Because I could see how it impacts even kids and adults together, you know? I get one of the coolest things about Story Night is sometimes I'll do it in a banquet hall and there's like the non-Muslim staff that's the hall where I'm doing it. They've got the security staff, they've got the chauffeurs, and they got the non-Muslim workers in the room or the hotel banquet hall. And they stop doing their work and they start listening. And then they'll come up and they'll say, you know, I've heard this story in the Bible, but I never knew it was like this, you know? And in more recent Story Nights, I'd even have devout Christians come to the program with their kids and listen to the Quran's version of the biblical story, like the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And they'd give me some really positive feedback afterwards. Like, I really love this. Please do more of this, right? So even coming from non-Muslims, that's why it's actually been my favorite kind of event.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rise Above, the groundbreaking Story Night event with Ustad Noman Ali Khan, is coming to London and Dublin.
People are missing out on this.
Nothing but amazing.
It's amazing. If you go, you're going to be mind blown.
It has been incredible and eye-opening.
Bring your friends and family for a spiritually uplifting, educational and fun night of adventure through the powerful lessons in the Quran.
I feel more alive, you know. Sometimes I laugh, I cry, but at the same time, I understand Quran more in a different, more wonderful way.
It's really, really captivating. It gets you in the zone.
Like, he makes funny jokes and explains stuff in good ways.
But Ustad, he just makes, like, he adds fun into it, adventure into it.
Join us on Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of September. Sign up now at events.bayina.com.